Tonight's Shir Simon Kuf Chav Che, Se'if Hey and Se'if Vav. Se'if Hey, Lo Ya'alu HaKohanim LaDuchan B'min Olim. Kohanim should not ascend to the stage where they duchan from wearing shoes. Al Bavote Shokayim Shori, but with boots that go up their legs, that's okay. The Amos says, V'yesh machmirim imhem shel or. There are those who are strict and say they should not go up if these boots are leather. V'nogu lo hokel b'ktsas b'komis. In some places they are lenient. Mishnebura sefkatan tes vav. B'min olim. Kahanim cannot go up in shoes. What's the matter with shoes? The Mishnebura explains, Shema yiposek lo ritsua u'gnaihu lo. The concern is that a strap or lace may become undone, and it's not going to be nice. And then people make fun of him and mock him if his shoe's untied. So he's busy tying his shoe while other people are saying the brachas. Oh, he must be a ben grusha chalutz. He's not talking with everyone else. Well, the figure called for Yashal, that's why he's sitting on a chair tying up his shoes. So this is what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, we don't go with shoes. Who knows what kind of disaster could come out if he wears shoes. So what about shoes that have no laces? What can be? Also asa. The Chacham don't differentiate. Once Chacham say not to wear shoes because of the concern if the lace rips or breaks, so there is a ban on all shoes, even the laceless shoes. Now, when the Kohanim move their shoes to Duchen, they should not leave it out in the open. They should be put in a hidden away place. It shouldn't be out open because it's not derech eretz. It's not covered for the shul to have it look like a shoe store. They should untie their shoes and take off their shoes even before they wash their hands. But if they can slide off their shoes after washing their hands, without touching the shoes, they can do that. That's what they generally do. They'll untie the shoes, they'll wash their hands, and slip the shoes off without touching them. But the Mechaber says boots, that's a different story. That's okay. Humin olim aruchim hamagiyim ad akuvos haregel. The Bati Shukayim refer to these long, tall shoes that go up to the knees. Hanasam chashuk, this is close to the shuk. This understanding is the shuk is above the knee. Vishari, and that's okay. The lekahocha taimanah, you don't have the reason of the strap that rips that you'll find on a sandal or on a shoe. Now, even with boots, on occasion you will find straps or laces high up near the knee. There's no concern he has to sit down and tie it up. If those are undone, those are untied, it's not such a disgrace as someone whose shoelace is untied.
Why?
Why is it not a disgrace, or why is it a disgrace?
Yeah, why? What's the difference?
If someone's shoelace is untied, people scream at him, tie your shoes, your shoelace is undone, you're going to trip, whatever.
Okay.
Your boots, all the way up top is not laced, you're not going to slip out of your shoe, you're not going to trip on it, that's a big deal. Sifkatan Yudzayin, in Heim Shel Or, the Ramah says, there are those who are machmer on boots if they are leather. Taimam, their reason is, the Bechal Sandal or Minolim, this is also included in the world of Sandal and Minol. Since the Chum didn't differentiate, if there are straps or laces on your shoes or sandals, they're not going to differentiate if you have boots, because the whole mile of the boot is there's no laces to the very top, so it's as if there was no laces. So what? If we're not mechalik, we're not mechalik. Umikom akam, however, bebote shokayim imich nasayim biyachad, if he's wearing boots and trousers at the same time, shemegim ad atzilehem, and the length of the trouser goes all the way down to the ankles, Mutter l'kulam. That everyone says okay. That's not probably zero at all. The concern was when they had like knickers that went to the knees and the boot comes up to the knee. So do you treat that like a shoe or not? But if you have pants that go all the way down to the ankles, that's b'chal not the gzera. V'chein, and similarly, b'bati shokayim shel beged. If you had some kind of cloth boot, afshe mechupa, or even if it's overlaid and covered with leather, Shari, that's fine. Afdezu, even according to the strict view. Sevkan Yudchas, Vinogula Hawk of Aksas Mekhamis. We conclude by saying, even though there are those who are machmer with leather boots, there are others that are makel. Zokta mishtabura mikomoko bevati shakayim shalonu. However, you get to our boots, shakarin shtivel, shagin lech behem beshuk betit. People wear these out in the streets, in the mud. Ein lahakel mishum kavod atzibur. Not going to be makel. It's a lack of kavod atzibur to go with rain boots up to duchen. So our boots that we get filthy and the like, that's not acceptable, and we can't be makel with that. Well, a few times that, according to this, gam b'minolim shel gemi shalonu shekarin kalashin, gam kin ein nochem etamzeh. For the same reason, even if you had rubber shoes that we call galoshes, they're also unacceptable for this reason. It's not covered. It's improper for a kohen to go up barefoot. That's also not nice. Today it's not acceptable to go in front of great people barefoot. They should go wearing cloth socks. And that is the minig. So notice the side point out that Rav Moshe wrote in Tshuva that if the kohen was in fact barefoot, we would still allow him to duchen. I'm not going to say he can't duchen. And especially if his pants go down and cover his feet, that would be acceptable. And as far as stockings are concerned, he also points out that sometimes kohanim wear very oddly colored socks, and maybe that draws attention. And he says, Rav Moshe said, no, they could still be duchen like that too. Even if they're not wearing a solid color, we let them duchen with a multicolored sock as well. Se'iv Vav. Afal pisha nolo ha-kahanim yedeyem shachris. Even though the kahanim wash their hands in the morning, choyzim benoitlam yedeyem anaperek shulchibur hayad v'zoya. They would again wash their hands a second time when they went to duchen to the wrist. V'halevi yotzik mayim ayideim. The levi pours the water on their hands. And before the levi pours the water, he should wash his hands himself. The Amor says, the Novim do not have a minute to wash their hands first. They rely on washing their hands in the morning before they came to shul. Even though the Kahanim washed their hands in the morning before davening, they washed their hands again before duchening. The main point of washing your hands, the Rabbanon find psukim to support. Like it says, u'yidechem kodesh u'baruch Hashem. Lift up your hands, kodesh, and bless Hashem. Kolomer, kishetisu yidechem kadshu osam betchila. When you lift up your hands to duchen, you should wash them first, mekash them first. V'ayim letila. V'ach kach baruch esbirchus Hashem. Only after washing your hands should you make the bracha. V'ibirchus kahanim, referring to birchus kahanim. The netila should be with water exclusively. We will not rely on things that clean the hands the way we do for tefillah in Siman Sadi Beis. Even though he washed his hands in the morning, he should again wash his hands for duchening. Because the pasuk taketh the kedusha brocha mashma. The pasuk implies that the bracha comes immediately on the heels of the kedusha. Right after washing the hands, he makes the bracha, and it's to be a hefsek from the time they wash their hands in the morning. So he makes a note on the side. What about musaf? If he duchen by shachris and he washed his hands for shachris, does he have to wash his hands for musaf as well? And he quotes here from a korchayim that if the kohen did not leave the shul during the interim, meikri does not have to wash his hands again for musaf. But otherwise, the minig is he'll wash his hands twice. He'll wash them for shachris and he'll wash them again for musaf. Now, there's another point that he invokes, the issue of tekef lekedusha bracha. That immediately after washing your hands comes the bracha, so we don't want to rely on washing the hands by shachris, but wash hands again by duchenin. So it's brought down that the kohen shouldn't talk. From the time he washes his hands until the duchening, there should be no talking. The same way, take the kedusha bracha or the tila bracha. When we wash our hands for bread, we don't talk between the tila and the hamotzi. So though they wash their hands, they should not talk between the tila and the skahanim. And by the way, that I even realized this, by karpas, the same thing. when you wash your hands for karpas and then you have the adama karpas, you're not supposed to talk between the netila and the bracha of the karpas. It's a takeif netila bracha. The two should be connected. So even though they're kind of washing hands, the more they wash hands again before duchening, vim ain lo mine, if there is no water, right, they can rely on the Ramashita, they can rely on the washing hands of the morning, as long as they were not distracted. He knows he did not touch any place that was unclean in the interim. Sivkar Chavav Ad HaPerek, he washes until the wrist. Like any kohen who washes his hands to do avodah, but can cause for achron. Therefore, the achronim right. The after the being a dafka in the tila mikli v'koich gava. Maybe we dafka have to have a vessel to pour the water on the kohen's hands, and it has to be a human being pouring the water. V'shlo yiyu mishdanim hamayim b'biyason, and the water shouldn't be different from the way they naturally are. It shouldn't be discolored. V'yiyu al kolponim v'viyas mayim, and be a minimum of a v'viyas water. All the halach is similar to the water that's used before the Akayin would do avoid in Beis HaMikdash. Now, there's a note on the side that there's no mention of chatzitza. The implication is we don't care about chatzitza. We want a kli, we want a gava, the water should be neshtam b'yosan. But it doesn't say there could be no chatzitza. And the Mashmos, if it doesn't mention it, maybe chatzitza doesn't make a difference. But he quotes the Makor Chayim that we are makbim chatzitza, and the Pesach of Yoshev as well was that there can't be a chatzitza. Mishtaburah Sivkan Chof Beis, V'alevi Yoitzik Mayim. So the Levi should be the one to pour the water on the Kohen's hands. V'ch'she'ein Levi, if there is no Levi, Yoitzik Bechor Peterechem. Then we take a Bechor to pour the water. It's got to be a Bechor for his mother, a firstborn from the mother. V'gamken Kadosh Ketzas, there's also a little Kedusha by him. V'm'ein Gam Bechor, if there is no Bechor, Tov shiyat al kohen ba'atzmo mishiyatzi kisol al yado. Better the kohen pours the water on his own hands than to have Yisrael pour on his hands. Va'af shalevi tamachochem akohen ama'aretz yesh lahachmir. Even if the levi is a tamachochem and the kohen is ama'aretz, we will say that the levi should pour the water on the kohen's hands. V'kol shkeid im yesh kohen echad tamachochem, and especially if you have a kohen tamachochem, the matzal es kulam, it saves all of them. Umachuv litzok af al amiaretz, and you'll pour the water even on the amiaretz. Kain kasev eliyaba soretz eliyaba. V'kas magnevam dechein ik v'makin giborim dechein ik v'makin giborim. It's not as the ikker. I in some time look there for his reason. So we don't say that it's a bizoyon for the Talmud Chacham to pour water on the kohen amiaretz's hands, and that's the mitzvah for the Levi. What about if there is no Levi? And the Bechor is a Talmud Chacham, and the Kohen is an Amah Aretz. So here, Rishon Zalman says, the Bechor doesn't have to bother pouring water on the hands of the Kohen Amah Aretz. Because anyway, there are those who hold that there's no din in the Bechor. So if the Bechor is going to do it, and the Bechor is Talmud Chacham, not for Kohen Amah Aretz. But a Levi Talmud Chacham would do it, even for a Kohen Amah Aretz. It's not the minhag for Levim to wash their hands before pouring water on the Kohen's hands. But let's say the Levim or Mesiach Das. It is a good thing for them to wash their hands first. Especially if they did touch the bais. Some Levim have told me that they do wash their hands before they will wash the Kohen's hands. Mishdabura continues, Yesh Mekaymos Shehaminig Sheshoivchen Shemen Shal Reach B'mayim. There are places that have a minig that they pour scented oils into the water that's going to be used to wash the Kohen's hands. V'maganevam kan, ubetaz lekamon simen tofkuf yud alf kasu de asur. The Maganevam here, and the Taz laid in Hichas Yontif, say it's forbidden. Demold Recha, you're creating a smell. This is referring to the places that only duchen on Shabbos, on Yontif, what's the Yontif? The only duchen on Yontif. So on Yontif, there's an isser of Mold Reach. So they didn't like the idea of adding scent to the water, to perfume the water, prior to pouring on the kohen's hand. They felt like it hit the mitzvah. Let's perfume the water before we pour on the kohen's hand. Banyot, if you can't give something a scent. But the Eli Rabba Chacham Tzvi are inclined to be lenient. This is not mild reich. Because the oil is mixed in the water, and it's not like you're giving a scent to something, but rather the thing with the scent is mixed in with something else with the scent. They felt it's not a problem. The Chacham Tzvi, the notes on the side say it's matter because there's no mold reich ba'oichel. So this far is why it's not a problem. But l'maisim magnifam b'tazom machma. So how do you resolve it? Make sure to scent the water in advance. Make sure you perfume the water before Shabbos, before Yontif. So then you can pour that water on the kohen's hands, and no problem. Moldrech. Then you can certainly rely that it's okay. After Moldrech, even though it is Moldrech on the kohen's hands. So there's two issues. One is Moldrech on the water, and that's a problem. So we can resolve that by eating the scent beforehand. But there's a new issue. We're Moldreach on the kohen's hands. So the post can bring a raya from here that there's no Moldreach on the kohen's hands. And many want to learn from here that there's no isser of using perfumes on the body, only on clothing, but on the body there's no isser of Moldreach. On the body there's no isser of Moldreach. And part of the reason is because people sweat and they'll take it away. Whatever the logic is, but it doesn't apply to people. It applies to water, it applies to cloth and material and fabric, but not to people. However, they do bring that Chacham Ben Tzion Abba Shaul said, all you can bring a raya from here is that hands, which are out in the open, which are constantly being used, there's no moldreach. But on the body under your clothes, he had the risk of some moldreach. So most follow the first who say there's no issue to use deodorant to send deodorant or perfume because it's on the body, there's no moldreach on the body. Chacham Ben Tzion Abba Shaul says, no, you have a raya that your hands can be scented. You don't have a raya on the body. And he felt Tako be usher to use a perfume or a scent on the body.